Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
This is Kelly Bookster for Think Future Extra, the future of work. Now, I've talked about this before in broad strokes, but I'd like to describe what I believe the future of work will become. Now, we're all familiar with the gig economy, right? Everyone understands the gig economy. You order up food, you order up a car, you order up things, and people just like somebody somewhere, another human being, picks up and does these things for you at your beck and call, right? The way the gig economy works is that you don't have a specific full-time job, 9 to 5 or 5 days a week or whatever. You work when you want to work and you don't work when you don't want to work. It's not monolithic any longer. It's all broken up into chunks. It's whatever the person wants to do the work wants. They can decide whether they're on or off. They have a switch on their app which tells everybody I'm available for work and I'm not available for work. So that's the gig economy. But if you ask me, I think we're going to transform into something even better than the gig economy, the task economy. And the way the task economy works is that there are people out there who need things done for them, right? And there are people out there who would like to do things or have the capability of doing things, whether they have the knowledge of doing things or the physical ability to do these things, they're out there. So all we need to do is match up the people who have requests for things to the people who can provide these things. And here's what I think the task economy would look like. You basically get to live your life any way you like. You sign up for this thing, and as you move through your day, doing whatever you like to do, getting up in the morning, brushing your teeth, watching TV, playing video games, going for walks, going for coffees, you get to do whatever you want. So you live your life the way you want to live your life. However, you've got your phone on you, and your phone can track what you're doing, where you're going, who you're with, who you're around, what direction you're moving in. Plus, it also knows a lot about you, what you can do, what you can't do, what you can learn to do, and what's possible. And what happens is as you go through your day, think of it this way. Let's say you're just walking along the street. Let's say you're going to your favorite coffee shop to get a caramel macchiato. You're walking along the street to get your caramel macchiato, you're listening to your favorite audiobook, and then your phone buzzes. Boom. Hey, how would you like to earn some money sweeping up the creek that you're just walking by? Oh, that sounds good. I'll say okay. You say okay, tells you how much you're gonna make. You go down there, you sweep up the creek, you finish sweeping up the creek, and when you finish sweeping up the creek, you get back on your merry way. And when you go back on your merry way, you get paid. The task economy takes the gig economy and breaks down every gig into infinitely small tasks that individual humans or AI can do. If it's a task that a human can do, then the algorithm gives it to a human. If it's a task that a computer can do, then the algorithm gives it to a computer. See what I'm saying? So the fact of the matter is that this is where the gig economy is going. It's going into a task economy. And the task economy allows us to get paid for living our lives. Instead of us having to break off and spend a monolithic chunk of time working on a specific set of tasks for an employer who may or may not care about our well-being, it is totally up to us. We decide when we're on, we decide when we're off, and then the systems will give us the tasks that we can do when we can do them in the moment that they need to be done. Here's another example. You're sitting down at the coffee shop, you're drinking your caramel macchiato. there's a marketing company that wants to know if the billboard across the street looks good, if the job was finished on the billboard. So you'll be sitting there. The system knows that you're sitting there. The system knows you're in view of the billboard. So bing, your phone pings. It says, we'll pay you X to take a look at the billboard and let us know if it says Y. Okay, that sounds good. I'll say, okay, I'll accept that task. I'll look up. I'll see the billboard. Oh, yep, it pretty much says that. Type it back in. Yep, I report that that's the case. Boom, you get paid. You see what I'm saying? Work will break into atomic tasks that you'll be able to complete as you live your life. Now, who wouldn't want a world like that?